Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, lots of issues in Sunning Hill. Firstly, an accident on the N1 North at the Buccleuch interchange causing queuing traffic there, and another collision in Sunning Hill on the N1 North at Rivonia Road with queuing traffic there as well.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says he will meet with Rand Water to discuss alternative water supply in preparation for the 6-month shutdown of the Lesotho Highlands water tunnel starting in October of this year. And the chairperson of the Commission of Inquiry into the Usindiso building fire, Justice Sisi Kampepe, handed over part one of the report to Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi. The rest of us will know what's happening in there on Sunday. And there's still no news of whether or not Hamas will accept the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal. It suggests a 40-day ceasefire and hostage release in return for Palestinian prisoners. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will launch a ground offensive in Rafah with or without a truce. He says the war will only end if Israel achieves its goal, which is to eliminate all Hamas battalions. I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 5.
Well, some movement in the world of cricket. White ball head coach Rob Walter today announced a provisional 15-member squad for the Men's T20 World Cup. Aidan Markram will lead the side that so far includes two uncapped players in Lions batter Ryan Rickleton and Dolphins fast bowler Utneel Bhartman. The final squad will be announced before their departure on the 18th of May. The World Cup will be played in the USA and the West Indies from the 1st to the 29th of June. Mamelodi Sundowns are just one win away from clinching the DStv title after they beat TS Galaxy 3-0 at Loftus last night. They could wrap up a 7th consecutive title later this week should second place Stellenbosch lose to Golden Arrows tomorrow, or if Sundowns beat Chiefs away on Thursday. Leicester City, meanwhile, have won the championship title after a comfortable 3-0 win over Preston last night. The Foxes' return to the top flight was sealed after Leeds' shock 4-0 capitulation at QPR on Friday. And the United States and Mexico yesterday withdrew their joint bid for the 2027 Women's FIFA World Cup. With only weeks before FIFA vote for the location of the tournament, the two federations say they'll now switch focus towards the 2031 tournament. There are still two bids remaining. It's a joint bid from Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands, as well as a solo bid from Brazil. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
Your touch has made of something heaven can hold a candle to.